Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for waiting. Welcome to the Eucatex audio conference for the release of the third quarter of 2015 results. We inform that all participants will be able to only listen to the audio conference during the company's presentation, and after that, we will open a session for questions and answers when further instructions will be provided. Just in case any of you need assistance during the audio conference, please feel free to ask for an operator assistant by pressing star zero. Before we proceed, we would like to clarify that some statements that may be said during this conference related to the company's business perspectives, projections, and operational and financial goals have base in beliefs and premises of the Eucatex Board of Directors, such as in information currently available for the company. Forthcoming considerations are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and premises because they are related to future events and so depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors must comprehend that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operational factors may affect the future results of the company and may lead to results that differ from those expressed in such future conditions. Now, I would like to hand over to Mr. José Antonio Goulart de Carvalho. Please, Mr. José Antonio, you shall proceed.
Good afternoon to all of you. Thank you for being with us in this presentation of the results concerning the third quarter for Eucatex. We'd like to begin in a way that is not very different from what you're used to hearing. We had a very difficult quarter, and what has caused discomfort is that the year began in a better way, and as it comes to the end, it becomes more and more challenging. I believe this is not only for us, but there are some elements that determine the level of activities in general. The case of labor, income, credit, and especially trust. All these elements have gone in a direction that is not good and getting worse and worse, deteriorating. Also the challenge, for example, of living with such high interest rates, 14.25%, and an environment that is very volatile. We believe that this exchange rate can get to 4.15, 4.20. It's a very challenging scenario for companies. In general, we have reacted to this scenario, trying to focus our activities on exports. We made some investments, especially we also adapted some equipment in the plant to produce products that are more adequate for the foreign markets, for the markets abroad. Also, we have made our portfolio more lean, our operations more productive, and also we have tried to reduce the investments, focusing on sustaining the current activities. I mentioned this in previous calls, changing the way we deal with forestry and also renewing the forests, not by planting, but by managing the current forests. Well, let's begin our presentation with slide number two. Here we have some highlights during the period. We were, in spite of this adverse scenario that I mentioned, we had a growth in revenue, 4.9%, 311 million. A lot of this growth in revenue is based as a consequence of the increase in exports. We had a growth of 80% here in our net revenue from exports, but even with this, due to the difficulties that we will mention later, we had also price increases in electricity, also inputs because of the exchange rate. We had a contraction in the amount of reais in EBITDA and also in the margin, 1.6% and 1.6% in value here, and 1.1% in margin. Now, slide number three. Here we have a breakdown of our billing of our. As I said, we had a growth of 4.9% in the quarter, very aligned with what happened during the year. Year to date, we see the comparison in comparison with the previous year. On the left, in the pie chart, we don't see anything new in relation to the previous year, 2014, the segments woods and paints. Woods, later on, we will see we had some important changes in the wood segment. Now, in terms of distribution by segment on the right, the pie chart on the right, here, what we notice is a change in the participation of the furniture industry. It is shrinking. This has been the main difficulty for producers of panels. There is a drop in the activity of the furniture industry, and this is reflected here in this pie chart and the participation in the billing. Last year, during the same quarter, furniture industry represented 40%, now represents 36%, and we have the growth of the foreign market, the export market. It was 5% last year, and now it's 11%. We intend to continue this program, having focus on exports, growing exports. There is a great challenge. We have an important presence in many markets, but there's a great challenge. These markets are supplied, so this will require that we fight against competitors and remove competitors. We believe in the company's capacity. We have a positive expectation in terms of the growth of our exports. Now, slide number four. Here we will see more details about the wood segment. As we saw in the previous slide, it represents 73% of the company's billing. Here we have the distribution of billing by product. I would like to stress this. If we look on the right, we have MDP with 28%. These have suffered the most because they're linked to the furniture industry. The participation of these panels in the composition of our revenue last year was 32%. Now it dropped to 28%. On the left, fiberboard was 21%, and this year, 26%. Fiberboard has been the main product that we have used to export. It is our main export product, and it is now stronger as part of the revenue. Here, too, we have also the doors and panels. Here, on the right, on the left, we see a comparison of revenue in this segment, both in the quarter and year to date. We have a growth in revenue in the quarter, a little less, 2.5%, year to date, 4.5%, and this growth in revenue does not come from volume. As you can see at the bottom in the chart in blue, you can see that the volumes this year in comparison to the previous year, they have dropped. They are smaller. On the right, we see a 6% drop in volume and 2.5% more in revenue. And this comes from better prices in the export market. Comparing our performance with the market, we are doing better because the market has an even greater drop, 6%. If you look at all types of panels comparing the whole year. Here we have MDP, MDF, flooring, and fiberboard. Now, slide number 5. Here, we will see the paint segments. Also a difficult year for the paint segments. Here, we have data from ABRAFAT, the association, in the year-to-date. The market has a drop on the right, upper part, a drop of 3.3% drop in the market, and we have had a growth in volume of 1.2%. When we look on the left, the comparison between revenue, we see that our revenue has grown more than volume. And here, showing a search for better prices, and we see here the distribution of costs. We don't compare the 2 years, but the costs went up a lot, especially in the paint segment, and especially in the third quarter with the exchange variation, with the exchange rates. The inputs are imported or have their value somehow linked to the exchange rate. So the costs have gone up a lot, and even with this growth that we had, we covered only the cost variation. On the left, we see the installed capacity, where we have 64%, which is that we have a lot of space in terms of installed capacity to grow. On slide number 6, here we have a general summary of our activities during the third quarter. As we said in the beginning, we had a growth in revenue, 4.9%. Then, gross margin, we see a relative stability in the quarter and in the year, around 30%. Administrative expenses in the quarter have behaved well. We're working strongly, reviewing the company's structure, services, etc. We know that especially administrative expenses have a variation that is linked to inflation because they include wages and services. We have worked to try to hold back these administrative expenses. They're at the same level as the last year. Now, selling expenses, we see growth, and here the basic explanation for this is the increase in exports in relation to the domestic market. Exports have higher costs than in the domestic market. So here we see revenue. Now, looking at EBITDA in the quarter, we saw that, as we said in the beginning, there is a drop, relatively small drop in cash generation. Last year, 54.2. This year, 53.2, and especially the percentage, 18 and 17. When we look at year-to-date, we can notice a growth in cash generation in local currency, in reais, 151 million, 145 last year, and a stable percentage of EBITDA. Now, what is a little different is financial expenses. Here you see 53 million, and we would like to stress that this is a number, you know, it is an accounting number and not actual cash leaving. In the last few months, we have increased the company's exposure in foreign currency. There is a difference in the financing in local currency with an exchange rate of 14.5%, and also financing of exports, as you can see here. And what is interesting, when we have financing in foreign currency, apart from being an important cost, as I said, until now we have grown our exports based on fiberboard, which is a product where the influence of the exchange rate is very small. If the U.S. currency goes to 350 or 450. The cost of production of a square meter of fiberboard is roughly the same, because basically it's wood, labor, and electricity, and thermal energy. Although electricity rose a lot, so it is not directly linked to the exchange rate. So in some way we have a hedge in this product for our activities, financing exports. Well, now slide number 7. Here we see the company's debt situation. As expected, we have an important variation here in the indebtedness of the company. In the debt, we see a growth of 50 million reais. Most of this explained in the previous slide, financial expenses. But also here we can say that when we looked at revenue, we saw it's aligned with last year, almost 5% higher. But we must say that to reach this revenue, we not only focused on exports, increasing the participation of exports, and exports exports take longer to collect. And in the domestic market, we have maintained our activities. We're also obliged to have longer collection timelines. And this explains this debt. Finally, we have now slide number 8, please. Here we have the investments of the company in spite of having a higher numbers in this quarter in relation to last year, 24 million in comparison with 19 million last year. During the year, I informed that last year, during the whole year, we invested 106 million. This year, it'll be below that, around 10 to 12 million reais, less than last year. These investments are distributed, as we can see on the graph on the right. Basically, they're maintenance of the panel factories and also a little in the paints plant. Well, this is our last slide, slide number 9. It has information. It shows our farm 79 in the state of São Paulo, representing 46,000 hectares. We see here we had 168 kilometers here in Botucatu. In the bar chart on the left, we see here the volumes in the 79 farms. Year to date is the last column, and I inform that we will close the year with 4,500 hectares planted, and what we see in the last columns is that they have different colors. These colors represent what I mentioned. Today, we're not eradicating forests and planting new ones. We are analyzing the characteristics, the land, we're managing, and where we believe the loss of productivity will be low, we're deciding not to eradicate and plant a new one, but to continue with the current forest. This has given us also many savings in investments. On the right, we have information that we're maintaining our recycling program. This is in the Salto plant with wood waste and also using them to generate thermal energy for fiberboard and MDF in the plant in Salto. Well, this is the information we had, and now we'd like to begin the Q&A session. We would like to begin the Q&A session. To ask a question, please dial asterisk one, and to remove the question from the list, please dial the pound key. Reminding you to ask a question, please dial asterisk one. Reminding you to ask questions, please dial asterisk one. Mr. Juan Pires from Charles River would like to ask a question.
Good morning. Concerning exports, you mentioned in the release and in the call the actions that are being taken to increase the export capacity. Could you give us more information for the volume in the second quarter, how much you can increase exports in the next quarters?
Well, good afternoon. Thank you for the question. What I mentioned is I have data from the third quarter, but not a comparison with the second quarter. What I can say is I believe this is the greatest challenge, especially for our company. Traditionally, we export fiberboard, which is a product that we have few competitors in Brazil. It's only us and Duratex, and also a product that is very desired. It's a panel that doesn't have resin. It's a product that is very well accepted around the world. We grew our exports in these products, fiberboard, and the challenge we have now is to continue to grow. We want to introduce more panels. We export others, but strongly MDF, and we want to work on MDP. These are products where competition is more fierce abroad. These products are produced on a large scale in many markets. The challenge to leverage these exports is greater in these products. Our numbers of the third quarter should not be very different from those in the second quarter. What we imagine is that later on, when we begin more to export more MDF and MDP, so we should grow at a higher speed.
I hope I answered your question.
Yes, I understood. Do you have a goal? Do you have an internal goal nowadays in terms of what is being done in other countries, percentage of MDF and MDP that you could direct to the export market?
Our objective, we can't give you a timeline. We believe that it's very possible to get to 20% or even more. It's difficult to tell you when, but this is the objective we have, 20% or more.
Thank you. Reminding you to ask questions, please dial asterisk one. To remove questions from the list, also pound key.
If there are no more questions, we would like to pass the floor once again to Mr. José Antonio for
for his final comments. Mr. Jose Antonio, you may proceed.
Well, I would like to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, who were with us during the presentation and on the last slide. We have all the data concerning the investor relations contacts, so we're available if you wish to ask us questions by email or on the phone. We're available to ask any questions that may arise. Thank you. We wish you a good afternoon. The Eucatex audio conference is finished. We would like to thank you for the participation, and we wish you a good day.